Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, hey, can you put the game on? At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Who Sucks Less is coming up in 7 minutes. But first time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And as far as our question, what did you do and what was the punishment that you received? Old gentleman in high school. I got Rock Band for my Xbox. I was so freaking stoked that I got Rock Band 2 and was super into that. I asked my dad if I could use his debit card to get some songs. He said, sure. Well, he did not take his card off my account, so I slowly started buying more. He didn't say anything. For the course of 6 months, I racked up over $300 on his card. The reason why I know is because he showed me his statement. So yeah, I do paint and sand our two-story house mostly for free. Good times and rock on. That from Justin. Guys, circa 1981, 6th grade, Riverside Elementary, Klamath Falls, PE time. All running laps in the field. Me and my buddy Mark decided it'd be a good day to moon the three girls behind us.
Yeah.
We stopped, dropped our shorts, and mooned them. All good. Went back to class. Girls were laughing. About 10 minutes later, the principal came in and got us. Evidently, a kid named Stuart rattled us out.
Stuart.
He rattled us out, went to the office, grabbed our ankles, and got a hack. A wooden board with holes drilled into it. Good times. That from Raymond, the transplant from Klamath Falls. They typically did not... You did not go... You would be disciplined by the teacher before you even got to the principal.
Oh, yeah.
You might be whipped with a paddle twice. Before you even, at least once before you walk down the hallway.
Guaranteed once, possibly twice.
That does not count going home. So that day was...
Right.
That day was typically a pretty good ass beating if you got into some serious trouble. And they did it. They'd leave the door open in the class. The paddle was hanging on the inside of the door frame.
Yeah.
On a nail. And yeah, they'd take those paddles into wood shop and they'd bore holes in them. So when you heard everybody getting paddled in the hallway, it sounded much worse because of the whistling.
Oh, yeah. And the echo.
The whole thing. Yeah, it was crazy. I'm moving on to the birthdays. Happy birthday number 6 to Benny. We love you and hope you have a great day. That's lots of love from Mom, Dad, and Logan. Can he get a little kid face sandwich, a hippo fart, and Mickey and Goofy letting him know what to expect for his birthday? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Fish salad.
Well, guys, it's your 6th birthday. Lord knows if your parents are asking old Goofy and Mixter to tell you what you suspect, I would stay and start looking around for those airplane tickets to Florida, where the happiest place on earth is waiting for you.
Yeah, we're not even talking about Disneyland. Go to the big one, Disney World. You're gonna love all my parks. They're massive, and every day you're there, you get ice cream, and it's cheap. Enjoy all 6 slices of pizza tonight.
Guys, my brother Josh is 31 years old today. Can you give him the dirty Germans talking about what his girl will do to him tonight? Thanks, brothers. Appreciate it.
Yeah, if she does to you tonight what she did to me earlier today, it'll involve 3 fingers, 2 knuckles.
Yeah, well, she will do what the ancient German sings we call the okie doke. You leave the room and 2 Germans enter. So you have to guess out who the room is.
Yeah.
Guys, please wish a happy birthday to my favorite sister, Lurch. I mean, Yvonne.
Damn.
Please have Miles give her some dad jokes to say positive there at her advanced age. Lots of love from Johnny, Grumposaurus Rex, Preston, and T. Diddles. All right, let's see if I got a couple of dad jokes. Oh, I hit the wrong damn thing here. Yep. What do you call 2 doctors in the same room? What do you call 2 doctors in the same room?
I don't know.
A paradox.
Paradox.
Ted, why can't you fart in an Apple store? Why are you not able to fart in an Apple store?
Why can't I fart in an Apple store?
Oh, I can guess. There's no windows?
They don't have windows.
Yep.
Good job, Thrill. Well, I told him it the other day. That's why I asked you. What do you call a German man with only one hand?
I don't know. What do you call a German man with only one hand?
Han Solo. Boo bitches, today's my 35th birthday. Can I get a happy Chinooka, a little kid fish sandwich, and you all talking all over yourself about what to do and what not to do in New York City? Thanks, guys. That's from Christina.
Happy Chinooka.
Fish sandwich.
But y'all, today's my awesome husband Adam's birthday. He married a Disney adult, and he's been doing a lot of woodworking in the garage. So, can he get a ladies' man fish sandwich, a Pat Sajak, a Johnson jingle, the dirty Germans, and a dad joke or two? Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Starla.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Yeah, Starla was hostess D in Johnson Talk. I don't know what kind of Disney movies you are watching, but I'd like to watch some with you.
Yeah, it's a Disney adult. I'm sure she's not weird and demanding. Yeah, where would you like to go this year on vacation, honey? Oh, shocking. Disney again.
All right, let's see here. Dad jokes. Guys, did you hear a suspect stole the toilet from the police station?
Stole the toilet.
Stole the toilet from the police station? Yes.
All right.
They have nothing to go on. All right. Guys, the good news, I got in touch with my inner self today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I'm never buying single ply again. And people, please, please, you cannot just throw sodium chloride at people.
It's a salt.
It's a salt. Yes, yes. Dad jokes. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Bitchy.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories in the news each and every week. They all suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and I describe this Who Sucks Less like looking at a picture of the village people. Not a real policeman. Not a real Navy guy. Not a real native. Not a real construction worker. On and on it goes. Today, we're talking imposters. Let's start in New York, where a woman was charged after a disturbance on I-691 eastbound near Exit 10, where she impersonated a police officer, but not well. Kimberly Nelson of New Rochelle, New York, she was charged with second-degree breach of peace, second-degree reckless endangerment, and impersonation of a police officer. Now, the man who filed the complaint said he was driving in heavy traffic, and he described encountering a gray Jeep Cherokee driven by Nelson attempting to force her way onto the exit ramp despite insufficient space to merge safely. Now, in order to avoid a collision, he had to maneuver his vehicle onto the right shoulder, but as the situation escalated, he observed Nelson driving alongside his vehicle, reportedly using obscenities toward him. He then continued to follow her onto Route 15 southbound, where she applied the brakes abruptly on the exit ramp, creating a, quote, hazardous situation. Now, during this encounter, he says that he'd been on a 911 call. He then disconnected the call as Nelson pulled up beside him and she lowered her vehicle's windows to speak to him. Now, it was during this interaction that Nelson claimed to be a police officer and displayed what appeared to be a gold-colored badge and ID. Now, despite these assertions, the investigation revealed that Nelson was not associated with any law enforcement agency. But the man, equipped with a camera system in his vehicle, he captured footage of the incident, corroborating his account of the events. Now, while the video did not show her face, the audio portion confirmed her purported claims of being law enforcement. Furthermore, the footage showed Nelson slamming on her brakes on the highway exit ramp, contributing to the dangerous situation. Now, troopers attempted to contact her multiple times to discuss the matter further, but their efforts were unsuccessful. But as a result of the investigation, an arrest warrant was issued for her, and she was apprehended after she voluntarily turned herself in. Are you apprehended if you turned yourself in?
I'm just splitting.
Oh, there's a warrant out for your arrest.
I guess. All right. So
seems like they're taking credit there where it's like.
That's what I mean, Lee. She was apprehended. She showed up, dude. Either way, she was impersonating police officers.
They did. Right. I'm apprehending her.
And now we go over to London where a woman managed to fulfill her dream of being a doctor without actually going to medical school. How did she do this? By walking into a hospital and posing as a doctor. Her name, Krena Zadkofoga. She's a Bulgarian-born woman living in west of London. She'd always dreamt of becoming a doctor and recently decided that she wasn't going to let a minor detail, like, I don't know, lacking medical training, stand in her way. So she put on a white robe and rubber gloves, confidently walked into the Ealing Hospital, and started acting like one of the physicians there. Throughout the day, she was seen examining medical instruments, getting into an ambulance, even administering an unknown substance to a patient without anyone noticing that she was not really a doctor. She was so confident that she could pull off her dream job long term, she came back to the hospital 3 days later, this time with a stethoscope around her neck. Now, during her day as a doctor at the hospital, the 19-year-old woman, who introduced herself as Dr. Christina, treated a patient who'd been brought into the hospital under arrest and was under supervision of two police officers. That did not intimidate her in the slightest. Hospital CCTV footage shows her administering a syringe of an unknown substance into the patient's mouth. Luckily, the substance did not have any negative effects on this person. At least not yet. Anyway, she carried out her short stint as a doctor back in April before getting arrested when she showed up for her second day at work. But she was only recently sentenced to 12 months of probation, 15 days of rehab activities. She was also banned from entering any National Health Service facility unless she has a health emergency. Now, the woman's lawyer tried to paint her as a young migrant who simply wanted to fulfill her lifelong dream of being a doctor without really endangering anyone, which may have convinced the judge to actually go easy on her for her sentencing, being that she got probation. All right, so yeah, again, she administered an unknown substance into someone's mouth.
Hmm.
And now, yeah, man. And as the story goes, a woman who acted as a sign language interpreter at a Florida news conference regarding the arrest of a suspected serial killer, well, she was arrested by the police department. You see, the authorities said the woman, identified as Derlin Roberts, she appeared to be interpreting the Tampa Police Department Chief Brian Dugan's press conference. Really? She was signing complete gibberish during a press conference gathering to announce that someone had finally been arrested in connection with four shooting deaths. Now, the police spokeswoman, when Janelle McGregor, she said, quote, she showed up and presented herself as being here to provide interpreter services, and then that because the press conference was put together so quickly, the department did not have time to actually get an interpreter that they knew of. Well, Wendy Rossi, that's an actual Texas Sign Language interpreter, said the woman's finger movements, it didn't mean anything, and hence the deaf community was being left out of the important information in the community. Another sign language expert said, quote, she waved her arms around like she was singing Jingle Bells. Now, she informed the authorities about looking into it and how she found out about it or if someone hired her to come into the conference. She also assured the department will only use interpreters from their contractor to avoid this in the future. So this lady showed up at a press conference. Yeah, man. I can sign, and just went up there and swung her fingers around.
Okay.
So yeah.
That happens a decent amount.
Does it?
Yes, it does. I was thinking the same thing.
Really? I mean, yeah, I shouldn't say decent,
well, I mean,
but
more than it should.
Yeah, there's like 10 stories like that.
Oh, my God. All right, so we have, Jesus. The woman in New York who pretended to be a cop after basically road raging with a guy. We have the 19-year-old woman in London posing as a doctor who, again, administered a syringe of unknown substance into a patient's mouth.
By the way, for the record, people, a syringe is just that container.
It's not the needle.
Not the needle.
Right,
they got stuck with a needle.
No.
A syringe is a syringe.
Thank you.
Either way, I think the 19-year-old woman in London sucks the most.
I think she sucks the most
because somebody like that, you don't know what was in that syringe. Fortunately, nothing was in there.
Fortunately.
That made that guy sick.
But did she just pick it up or was somebody like, hey, we need to give this to him?
Dude, I don't know. Because the way they described the story, I mean, she showed up, quote unquote, prepared. So because there was no needle attached to it, you can buy a syringe, right? You can go to the Rite Aid, buy a syringe.
It was a Jello shot.
So, right? Exactly. Actually, that's the last time I used a syringe, was a Jello shot. So she could have just had that in her pocket and made it look like you're doing something official. She probably got vodka.
It could have been Kool-Aid. I'm not dismissing the woman who did the sign language thing here, but there are a couple things that typically hold true. First of all, if you're deaf, you do have some ability to read lips.
Sure.
To a certain degree.
Some people.
There's also closed captioning on your television. So if you are watching this and you are deaf, there are options that you could take to hopefully avoid the situation. The woman obviously is a scam artist. They probably paid her $100, $80.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Miles, I am with you though. I understand people are deaf, but they're not dumb. So if I was watching and see she's speaking gibberish, and generally nowadays there's a ticker underneath that says, we caught a serial killer.
Right.
Right. But I probably would just click on the closed captioning.
It would be on my TV all the time.
Right. Because so you're
for,
right.
For sports and other things where you don't
have
the ability.
What she did was not correct, but I'm with you. It's like, I feel like they still got some of the information.
But that'd be the equivalent of like, all right, so we're watching a press conference. We are not deaf, okay? Now, we have the closed caption, so we know the information we need to know, but the person giving the press conference is going, because that's what they're reading.
Right. But also, it's
you got to be distracted. Even though I'm reading the bottom.
If I'm deaf, I am locked into this woman, because this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
That's what they're...
It's almost like if you're, okay, your brother, right?
And she's got comedy on her side, all right?
I know. Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying you're distracted.
You're not taking your eyes off this
woman. What is this woman doing?
None of this makes any sense. It'd be almost like if your brother made a call, right?
In we know the hand motion.
We know what holding looks like, but instead he just spins around two or three times, points you, and goes, holding.
Right.
And you go like, this guy's insane.
Right, exactly. Or if he did the holding motion and just blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Or he just went over and grabbed a player and started yanking his arm. Holding. This guy. Right. You'd be like, this ref is out of control.
What is going on here?
So to me, it would be more entertaining. So I believe in this instance.
she did make me chuckle the most.
The sign language interpreter sucks the least. Obviously, the woman is in danger driving in New York. Fortunately, no one was injured or hurt in that incident.
And again, this
and
is...
And she turned herself in, so...
This has happened before with the interpreters. And I'm sure some, like, right, like, you're making an arrest. These press conferences come together pretty quick, so there's not time to vet people. And also, you have to wonder what goes through somebody's mind that's like, you know what, man, I'm going to go down and mess with the cops and everybody on TV.
It is. Somebody here says the sign language interpreter at Nelson Mandela's funeral did the gibberish thing, too.
That's what I'm saying. It's Nelson Mandela's
funeral.
The lady in New York, she went a little too far. But I also feel like that's heat of the moment. She's just pissed.
Sure.
And you're right. Credit to her. She sucked it up and walked into that precinct.
Was apprehended when she showed up. Yeah.
And showed up. I don't know, man. This is a tough one. Because honestly, we don't know what that was in that syringe. It obviously wasn't anything terrible. But I mean, right? Like,
a little creepy.
But she's just looking at the stuff, hopped in an ambulance.
Oh, yeah.
And sprayed this unknown substance into somebody's mouth.
Think how that dude feels. Like, wait, what?
But I mean, like, nothing bad. It's not like she went in there and was like...
Doing surgery.
Like, right, like, I'm going to scrub up and, like, cut open this dude. So, I mean, I'm going to say she sucks the least. And she had the most adventure.
Oh, yeah, true.
I hope it was Kool-Aid.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, kind of in just minutes, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. 20% of McDonald's locations were forced to take the quarter pounder off of the menu due to an E. coli outbreak.
Huh.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
The fact that they could
it's
trace
just the quarter
it.
Pounders.
Right.
Because
right.
They said they believe that it might be from the onions, not the meat. But they apparently use different onions on the Big Mac than they do on the quarter pounder.
That's right. Quarter pounder's got a big diced
actual onions. Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the other ones are dehydrated for the rest of the sandwiches.
For whatever reason, I was just never a quarter pounder guy.
Yeah, it was just a little bit too much.
And also, I just feel like you go to McDonald's, you get a Big Mac.
I get two cheeseburgers. But either the two cheeseburgers or a Big Mac. But yeah, the quarter pounder.
Like, I'm with you. I like their cheeseburger. There's nothing wrong with the quarter pounder.
Yeah. Nope.
I'd order fish filet. I don't know. But like if I go to Burger King, you get the Whopper.
Sure.
Which basically is kind of a quarter pounder.
Yeah, I know.
I think the quarter pounder. Yeah, it's just like, I just never think of it. But I know people that swear by the quarter pounder.
Yep, I mean, I'm not going to lie. My only issue with the quarter pounder is, sorry, Steve, I want a little bit more foliage on my burger.
I know you do, and that's okay. I get it. Like, if you want the foliage, you go, like, hey, that's your thing. I want as little as is possible.
Sure.
If you?
Mike Tyson, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell me about your if you, kid.
The foliage.
I don't like foliage.
I don't like the minty green.
Get off the sandwich.
I think you could add shredded lettuce to anything.
Oh, like, yeah. It doesn't really have a ton of taste, but it has, like, the crunch and stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm with you. If I got a burger, just I mean, put a mound of it on there.
You bet. It's a great idea, Ted.
I just remember in Fuddruckers, and you made your own toppings. And nice. As a kid, they had shredded lettuce. And I don't, like, something wrong with leaf lettuce.
Sure.
Even though I changed my voice.
Mm-mm.
But even
saying that I do believe there's something wrong.
There's actually a big issue.
Right.
Nothing wrong with it. I don't know how I'm doing.
Big difference.
But shredded lettuce, I remember as a kid, as Fuddruckers, I remember, like, my mom once was like, you don't need that much. It's like, Mom, but it's shredded.
And yeah. It's a salad.
Right. Again, I'm 43. I get fired up if I buy a bag of hearty pre-shredded lettuce. It's going on everything.
Hell yeah, dude. Makes the sandwich better.
You know what? You're right. If you do like lettuce
tacos.
And it's shredded, people's...
Well, yeah.
Because I can't be bothered to cut up a leaf.
I'm to lettuce with Miles and, like, my buddy Joe are to ice, right? They have their favorite ice and this right. and that. So I like all lettuce. But that shredded stuff.
Oh, I was at a restaurant not too long ago. They had a fried chicken sandwich.
Oh, right.
And they served it on leaf lettuce. So they served it with leaf lettuce.
Okay.
No, that is a cardinal sin of mine.
It needs shredded lettuce.
On a fried shredded lettuce.
I prefer the leaf lettuce because I'm not going to eat it, and I can just pull it off in one fell swoop instead of raking off all my condiments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I got to buy more lettuce.
Washington College has changed their logo after the logo featuring George Washington's signature was deemed too hard to read.
It's a signature, first of all. Most of them are.
Right.
Well, they're saying, well, it's because they don't study cursive. It's like, right. And I've even said this to my kids. I don't care if you learn cursive or not, but when you sign your signature, it's in cursive. And most people that sign their signature, you can't read it anyway.
Right. If you want to jazz up the logo a little bit because it was just his signature with, like, I think Washington College in red underneath it.
Put some lipstick on him.
Jazz it up.
I don't know why. I just heard jazz hands.
Little eyeliner.
Right. Give him a little blush, a little rouge.
But it's like, what else did they think it said?
Right.
And he's Washington.
It's George freaking Washington.
Right.
He was the man in the 1700s.
Signature. Let's change the Declaration of Independence because kids are having a hard time reading the signatures of the people who signed it.
Yeah, Lincoln was boring.
It detracts kids from going because they can't read the signature.
Yeah, that's why I did not go to this school. I couldn't read the signature of the person it's named after.
Because there's no other good colleges around Washington.
No, not at all.
Jesus, man. There's a new pink cocaine that's gaining popularity.
Well, we know
not
why.
New, it does not. You're hearing about it now.
It doesn't contain any cocaine, is the thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's why the dude from
One Direction.
One Direction. Anyway, One Direction is down. That guy fell off the balcony. Pink cocaine in his system.
Ah,
that's why they're talking so much about it now. It's been out there for a hot minute, man. But.
It has.
Yeah.
But sure, it is kind of
a significant death, that's when things get attention.
Right. It is kind of ironic. People call it pink cocaine because it's great. There's a lot of stuff in it, but it's not
cocaine. Not cocaine.
Right. It's just a powdery substance, so.
What is it? Molly, ketamine, and heroin?
God.
It's Molly and ketamine. I don't know who you're buying yours from, Ted.
Well, I think it has 2CB as opposed to, like, MDMA, which
Molly. Okay.
The thing is, there's so many different things, right? Like, if you go to, like, Austin, they sell weed gummies. But they're not THC. They're Delta 9. They're one molecule off. So I think 2C or 2CB is kind of the same. Like,
but not.
Right, exactly. But I know meth's in it.
That's right.
And then it has
fentanyl is in it as well.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, when people say Molly, you're talking about MDMA. The MA part of that is methamphetamine.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of drugs out there like that.
Jeez, I wish.
But as opposed to, like, just thinking of a person that smokes meth or injects it, that's,
I like when Mike acts like he doesn't know. That's why I buy it off in the bathroom here at work.
Dude, he showed up at my house at 3 a.m., pacifier in. He's all raved out.
With his glow
you were not
sticks.
Quiet, dude.
Open up, Ted.
Yeah, Frank and Carol, I had to have a conversation with them.
Just need your couch, dude. I can't drive home. Got any water?
Yeah. Actually, I'm out of all the soda waters. You drank a flat of them.
I did. Got the good Topo Chicos, man.
Yeah. Didn't want to eat anything, but God, he was talking to me the next day.
Go home. That's what I sign off. We're officially a month into the autumn season, but do we really know all about this fantastically beige season?
The Men's Room Top 10.
Fantastically beige.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 historical facts about autumn you probably didn't know. In the state of Washington, there are laws on the books that say as soon as the season of fall is ushered in and the skies begin to fill with ship's hull gray, moisture-laden clouds, certain things must occur. 1. Miles Montgomery must begin to ache and moan about the lack of sunlight. 2. Steve the Thrill Hill will once again break out his rosy disposition on the fact that the weather here sucks for 9-plus months out of the year. And by proxy, we will play November Rain from Guns N' Roses a lot. I don't make the rules, people. I just abide by them.
We already started.
Bring on the gray. Fight me.
We already started the this discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just even in the elevator meeting. I can't believe it's only 10 days, man. The clock's going to freaking change. God.
It's already getting dark outside, for God's sake.
I found out I'm really screwed.
Oh, yeah?
My clock's already an hour behind.
I'm
2 hours behind.
Have I tried to adjust your clock and I just failed?
Good luck.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, was that one of the things I was like, oh, dude, I got it.
Honestly, my car is so old, and shout out, it still runs and everything else. It's got 340,000 miles on it.
That's like going to the moon. You realize that? It's like literally.
If
you
is it?
If you drove to the moon, you might already be on your way back.
The problem is, Mike, is the clock and the temperature thing, they don't always turn on. So, like, last night, as I parked, they actually lit up, and I was like, huh! It's an hour behind already.
Holy crap, you're absolutely right. The moon is 238,900 miles away.
So you've driven, you're on your way back home, bro. That car is driven to the moon. You did whatever you're going to do, probably get a Pepsi, and now you're driving back.
Just get the Pepsi.
And you wanted a moon Pepsi.
Moon Pepsi, yeah.
Stop, said what's up to Sputnik.
Yeah.
Well, I just went to the moon. I didn't go that far.
There you go. The carbonation is different on the moon, you know.
Oh, I'm like the Red Bull guy.
Twisted!
Twisted tea! They were there to meet you.
Hey, look, if you drink Red Bulls, you probably enjoy a Twisted tea.
Oh, God. So these are some fun historical facts about fall. Number 10, Americans used to celebrate October 31st by sending, you ready for this, Steve? Halloween cards.
Oh, my God.
The Henry Ford Museum has a photo of an old Halloween card from 1930 with a witch brewing a ghost in a cauldron.
We don't need a card. Just give me candy.
Right. Here's a Halloween card.
I mean, what kind of candy could you give out back then?
Caramel.
It's probably homemade.
Right?
Here's a teaspoon of sugar soap in your mouth.
Want an apple slice with a razor blade in it?
It'll cost you extra.
I feel like back then, somebody gave you a biscuit. You'd be like, whoa.
Hell yeah. That's the rich family.
Got a biscuit.
Got to go up the hill, man. They got biscuits.
On. Have a trick or treat.
Here's a pair of shoes.
How old are you? 8? Here's your shot of mead.
Number 9, Greek legend for autumn. Let's see. It comes from Persephone, the goddess of vegetation. She was picking flowers one day when Hades, the god of the underworld, fell madly in love with her. He took her back to the underworld with him, making her his queen. Persephone's mom, Demeter, goddess of the harvest, was so distraught that she refused to let anything grow.
Bitch.
Zeus saw that a massive famine was killing everyone on Earth, so he had Persephone be returned. However, before Hades let her go, he made her eat some pomegranate. Persephone was unaware of the rule that if anyone ate food from a different realm, they were forced to stay in that realm. Zeus had heard about this and gave Persephone an exception. So I guess you can just kind of beat that with, like, you know, Zeus saying it's all cool. But
don't worry about it.
She only had to live with Hades for half the year. Thus, while Persephone was on Earth with her mom, she let things grow. And while Persephone reigned as queen of the underworld, all the vegetation died off.
And then one day they said, oh, the Earth spins.
That's right.
You got this big, long story. You know what? Check that. Never mind.
Our story's better. Number 8 of the historical facts about fall that you might not have known. Jack-o'-lanterns actually come from an Irish legend. This fable comes from the Celtic Ireland their October 31st holiday marking the new year. On this night, evil spirits roam the earth, and in order to protect their homes, families would carve menacing faces into turnips and leave them outside.
Yeah, I knew turnips was the thing.
Yeah.
When I see evil spirits, the first thing I picture is Yukon Jack.
That's a wintertime beverage.
I know, and an evil spirit.
I mean, I just always think banshees.
Yeah, them screaming.
That's always
ghosts.
Big, yeah, in like the Irish lore. Mm-hmm. As a child, I was very scared of banshees.
You bet, dude.
Now I realize they're just barn owls.
Yeah. And the thing is, they only come out on misty nights when it's already kind of spooky outside. There's a full moon. It's clear out there. The mist that's all around there.
Why do monsters ever do anything during the damn day?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, it's daytime.
It's flipping rude.
We're awake. Like, if nothing else, it's rude because, like, hey, I'm trying to get some shut-eye.
Right. It's 3 a.m. Shut up.
Whoa.
You're dead. Shut up.
Be quiet.
What are you bitching about?
You had your shot. You're gone now.
Is there any, like, slasher films or dude kills during the day?
No. I mean, a death might occur during the day, but nah, he...
Even Jaws typically attacked at night.
Until the end.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He attacked the boat.
That's right. And the kid.
Kid.
I don't think, no.
Kid and Jaws?
Yeah.
That kid gets eaten.
He's not out there swimming at night, dude.
Swimming in the middle of the day.
I remember the kid getting eaten in Jaws.
The kid on the raft?
Oh,
yeah, he did get it.
All the blood comes squirting up out of the water. Yeah.
Then the mom slaps the mayor.
You should have never opened those beaches.
Like, why you knew. Slap the shark.
I said beaches.
Slap the shark. Don't slap me. Slap the shark. Go take care of it. Follow history facts.
I don't blame her.
No. My kid's been shark food.
Yeah.
He's chum.
And he ate that dog.
He did eat the dog. That was kind of funny, though. Well, kids are playing fetch. Just the way they filmed the scene. Not that the dog was eaten, but you're like...
No. You said what you said. Yeah. It's funny that a dog got ate by a shark.
Well, that dog, yeah.
So if I see Molly, I'm going to tell her what you said.
She's going to send me a growl on that.
Just know that if he knows that there's a shark in the ocean, he's throwing a ball.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treating actually goes back to the Celts. In what is now called Ireland, the Celts dressed up like evil spirits to celebrate the end of the year. They believed that as the year transitioned to the next, the dead and the living would overlap and demons would roam the earth again. Dressing up as evil spirits would fool the actual demons and living Celt would be left alone. So they actually were just kind of blending in with
the
spirits.
Why does everyone act like Earth is like the place to be?
I mean,
evil spirits. They roam the earth. Like, they didn't roam somewhere. I mean, you can go anywhere you want at that point. Like, man, come here.
Okay, well,
freak people out. One night to party with them. I mean, it just seems like a waste of time. Like, really? That's what you chose to do? All right.
Okay, but imagine that you're stuck in this building. You're stuck here at work all the time. You get one day to go down to, like, the wharf. Like, all right, I'm going to go party it up down there.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Right.
What I'm saying, though, is maybe I go somewhere else.
Right.
Maybe I just want to go to Mod Pizza.
I mean, hell, Clay Ellum sounds good compared to this after a while.
I might stay here.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd go party it up in Clay Ellum.
Okay. I have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's great out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
At the Three Feather Lakes.
I just want to go to that cowboy bar.
Yeah. I'll stay.
Yeah.
Early pumpkin pies, this sucks, had pumpkins as the crust.
Ew.
Americans in New England were obsessed with pumpkins. They brewed pumpkin ale. They added dried pumpkin to flips.
Flips?
But, I mean, you got to remember, they don't have much sweet stuff.
Right.
Sure.
So, like... It probably tasted good to them.
So
yeah, comparatively. Yeah,
cranberries, one just of the, a handful of things.
So one of the earliest recipes involved filling a hollowed out pumpkin with spice, sweetened milk, and cooking it directly in a fire. So the pumpkin itself was the crust.
Right.
That's wild, man. Thanksgiving date was set up to help the Great Depression recovery. The specific day and even month to celebrate Thanksgiving varied between presidents until President Lincoln declared in an 1863 proclamation that it would occur on the last Thursday of November. However,
that's why I got shot.
You damn son of a bitch.
I love doing it a second.
However, mid-Depression, Thanksgiving was going to be on the very last day of November. This concerned President Roosevelt that the economy would suffer due to a shortened Christmas season. Thus, a second presidential proclamation was issued, moving Thanksgiving to the second to last Thursday of November.
All right. How do you think they feel now where it's like, hey, I know you're worried about the shortened Christmas season, all the commerce. Yeah, we start these commercials in, like, early October now.
That's right. The Monster Mash was actually banned in the UK.
Why?
Because
it sucks.
Right. The Monster Mash was banned because the BBC failed to see the funny side and viewed lyrics like, it was a graveyard smash as too morbid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're right. I won't play it in my house.
What do we ban? War of the Worlds?
Thanksgiving gave us TV dinner. Swanson salesman Gary Thomas thought of the idea for frozen dinners in 1953 after seeing that his company had 260 tons of frozen turkey left over after Thanksgiving sitting in 10 refrigerated railroad cars. Since the refrigeration in the train cars only worked while in motion, the train moved back and forth between Nebraska and the East Coast until a better plan was hatched. And he said, screw it. Carve the damn thing up and put it into a easily cooked thing.
Right. And shout out to Butterball. His frozen turkeys were around, but they absolutely sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the Butterball came along, and it was like, oh, you can actually cook a frozen turkey and it will taste good.
Nice. Did you hear what Butterball's whipping out this year?
No.
They have a frozen turkey that you can cook that does not need to be thawed days before in the refrigerator.
Get out of
here. Oh, come on.
What That's a game like changer. You can actually take it out of the freezer and put it in the oven and cook that bitch that day, and it's fine. I mean, it's not going to be like if you brined it.
Sure, sure.
But you can take a frozen turkey out.
So we're not screwing this up over and over.
Well, just in case you need room in your refrigerator for other things or whatever the deal is. I mean.
Does anybody know what candy corn was originally called?
Earplugs?
Ass. Pieces of corn. Chicken feed.
Oh,
it does look like chicken, feed.
Yeah, right. And then here's the number one fact about autumn that you might not have known. I like this one. Bobbing for apples was actually a UK dating technique.
So you won't play Monster Mash, but to pick up a date, the original girl. Tender.
Hey, can you get that?
I still don't know how I feel about that game.
Bobbing for apples?
Yeah.
I mean, if my apple's the reward, it's not worth it, is my issue.
Correct.
How do you not you don't like fruit and vegetables?
No, I'm just saying, I'm not going to dunk my head in there.
For an apple? If it's a caramel-covered apple, sure.
No, delicious honey crisp, I'm going in for it. No.
If adults want to do it, fine. I don't know, man. It feels weird being like, get all the kids around. Get something with their mouth.
I'll put my head down there for like a butterfinger.
Sounds creepy.
Okay. Most things do.
Well, passing the egg back and forth, that's safe.
Tossing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have them just toss an egg back and forth.
God, it's fun in my house.
Miles, a staple snack is getting a temporary facelift.
What do you mean?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to contest it on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?